Blog Talk Radio.
It's your man, Mr. Cheek. I want to give a shout out to the G-Lo Show. It's going down. Southside Jamaica, Queens, all the way out to the goddamn West Coast. Get it, baby. Let's do it.
And the fame, they gon' fake it. But for the honor and respect, we gon' take it. They thought that we was playing, but they was mistaken. Told my daddy before he died, his first son, he gon' make it. Then they switched up on me on some late shit. Had me caught up looking like Neo in the Matrix. Dealing with this shit on a day-to-day basis. From homies switching sides to these women changing faces. Did a couple bids, fought a couple cases. Turned a few crumbs into bricks like 8 did. Now on Space Age, pimping in my spaceship. 83 caddy all white with a facelift. Cop the truths and the vows from the homie E. Murder was the case, license plate read BC. 1122 was a day. 3 a.m. the doc said we got a baby on the way. Now I'm just a baby boy similar to Jody. I'm good in the hood now, so all the neighbors know me. Back up on my hip-hop, my lyrics be like in tip-top. Say so please, so now won't call me G-Loof the Great. Every time I float, now my goal is to procreate. I made it in another year now and elevated my stakes. 1122 was the day that I showed my face to the world. 1218, I had my baby girl. Now I'm on a mission for the diamonds, the pearls, the gems, the lessons that you learn when you caught up on the limb. All the trees that I'm growing from the branches to the stems. All the peas that I know ain't got me feeling like a film. I ain't never been a loser, all I wanna do is win. I ain't never been a chooser, all the ladies chose him. Now I'm back up on my 10 toes, homie times 10. Got the whole G-Lo team with me, so we all in. It's the story of the struggle and the struggle never ends. The story of my life, shit, where should I begin? 1122, 19, something, something. Fast forward to 2022, I'm still coming. Still 100 miles of running till we make it to the venue. In memory and nip, the marathon still continues.
This your girl Candace. You're listening to the G-Lo Show, West Side Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. G-Lo, take me to the West Side.
God bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G-Lo Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
Hey, check 1212. Welcome to the G-Lo Show. World famous West Side Wednesdays radio. Sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM, ISM, D.D. Harrison, Street Level Clothing, One World Magazine, and the G-Lo Show. com.
Mic check, 1212. This is the G-Lo Show. Yes, sir. The G-Lo Show, West Side Wednesday. Sponsored by OG Music Group / OG Radio in conjunction with Blog Talk Radio. West Coast hip-hop at its finest. With a G-Twist. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 to 12 on the East, 9 to 11 Central Time. The G-Lo Show. Yes, sir.
That G-Lo Funk, that's what you want. I got it
Will you love me tomorrow, baby?
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
Turn around.
Check it out, though.
Yes.
Why don't you put me on some music?
What you want to hear, baby?
I want to hear some of that old gangsta shit.
All
right. Damn. Fuck is that? Every time I'm chilling, somebody ringing my motherfucking door.
You want me to get that for you?
Yeah, hell that shit, baby.
All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, 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 Snoop, what's going on, man?
What's up, G-Dog?
Oh, nothing, trying to live between the sky and earth, man. Touching dirt nowhere, man.
Man, you got fucked up right about now, dog. I'm ready to get up off this game. I'm ready to get this shit up, man. Motherfucking long-ass, punk-ass bitches, suck-ass niggas. I can't take this shit no more, dog.
What? Man, you want to get out the game? Come on, man. You can smoke a pound of bud every day. Got a big screen TV, man. You wanna give all this up? You got the dopest shit out on the street. Nigga, is you crazy? That's the American dream, nigga. Well, ain't it? Fool, you better come on in.
Wait, 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 wait. Hold up, man. Hey, nigga. I put $5 on the weed. You better quit fucking with me.
Yes, sir. Just like that, we are back. Westside Wednesdays radio show. G-Lou featuring the lovely Miss Queen Jean is in the building. Good evening, Queen.
Hey, hey, hey. The G-Lou funk. That's what.
It's what.
What's happening?
Huh? Gotta get in the room.
Gotta get in the room. I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Good evening. G. Lou, and
good evening, Queen G.
What's happening? Did you enjoy your little vacation?
Yes, I did. I did. I really did. Enjoyed it. Thank you for asking. Definitely got some good time with the family, and you know, had some fun too. So it was all good. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys created some beautiful memories, and I have to just say this. Queen Mother was looking pretty jazzy out there. Your mother is beautiful. Yes,
thank
she
you.
Is.
I tell her all the time. Everyone, you know, always says she's beautiful and you know gives her love and everything, so she appreciates it.
Mm-hmm. Very jazzy. But yeah, when I was checking out the pictures, I'm sure as everyone else was, but the memories that you guys created, the love that was there, and I'm going to have to take Philo's, well, not take, I'm going to have to ask him, where did he get that T folder hoodie from? That is so old school.
Everyone, you know what, everywhere we go, I tell him, man, cool, you got to stop, I'm going to get you, because he loves it so much, he'd be wearing it all the time. But I'm like, cool, but everywhere we go, yeah, serious, I said, cool. Now, especially when we take pictures, they're going to think, you know, he's like, no, I just, you know, but everywhere we go, everyone always like ask him about that shirt, like, you know, someone knows, you know, because only if you know, you know, you know. But like a lot of places we go, everywhere, like somebody will say something about it. We were in there, like three people asked him about it. So yeah, he got it from someone he knows a while back on that does it. But I told him too, man, that yeah, you need to trademark, like get some more. Like I said, if I find one, I'm gonna buy you like a couple, like that's your thing. But he gets a lot of love for that, though. So, yeah, the old school PG folders, if anyone knows, back in the day, or my day, and I know they were way before my day, too, the PG folders, because they were so cheap to get. They were only like 20, 30 cents. I don't know. They were real cheap. But they were like, you know, they were real popular. And then everyone, you know, wrote all on their folders and, you know, all of that. But PGs were real popular. I know in my era.
Yeah,
I'm sure other eras, too.
Yeah, they were popular when I was in school. You signed the PT folder, but the thing for me with the PT folder, it was my calculator.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. Yep,
yeah.
You are so right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was my calculator. You know, we didn't have the ones that you can carry with the battery or the newest ones now. Yeah, that was everybody's calculator back in the day. So very old school. That's definitely a conversation piece of clothing there. So yeah. Shout out to CeeLo.
Shout out to CeeLo. Much love, bro. Yeah. Had a great time with CeeLo, too. Shout out to him.
Also,
hope everyone. Go ahead, Queen.
I also wanted to send prayers out to Nasty Nez. Those of you who are familiar with him, we wanted to say a prayer for him. He had a real scary incident yesterday. He did make a video about it. Stating what happened, so everyone just keep him in prayer. And as he stated, always check your health. Make sure you learn CPR, because you never know when you might have to be the one to do that. You know, they have classes all the time that you can even look on YouTube and learn how to do CPR and get you a dowel. You don't have to have the Annie one, or just use your visual and learn CPR, because you just never ever know. And that was the thing that he was stressing a lot in his video. If you do nothing else, learn CPR. So our prayers are with you, Nasty Nez, one of the most genuine, humble, funny guests that we had on our show. That's where I met him at, on our show, when we did the conversation with him. You and I did. So Yes. Keep our prayers up.
Yes. Nasty Nest. Get well soon, brother. Wow. Yeah, and that CPR, that was really, you said that. People do need to learn that, because some people have no clue. And like you said, it could help. You never know the situation you might be in, or someone might need to help you. You know, you would hope they knew it. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Yeah, because he stated in his video, his wife called 911. She came in and she dialed 911, and they walked her through CPR. And had she not, if she would have came in, he stated, a little bit later, he would not have been making that video that he made. So yeah, very important. Very important.
Yes.
I know, right? Just a thought of it. So
wow.
Yeah, shout out to BBC with that G Lou, take us to the west side. Nobody can say it like BBC.
Shout out to BBC. Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, she has a beautiful voice, though. Beautiful voice.
Yeah, she does.
You know, her voice is so soulful. It kind of reminds me of Erykah Badu a whole lot.
Oh, wow.
When she's, yeah, her voice reminds me of Erykah Badu when I be listening to her stuff, what she be doing, or she just, you know, getting that vibe, and she start singing. So you guys can follow her on IG, Beats by Candace, and she be making some dope beats too.
Yep, she does. Shout out to her, man.
BBC.
Yeah, great work with her. Shout out to BBC. Much love and respect. It's Westside Wednesdays, y'all. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. So put the hump on your back, or take the hump out your back. Either way you want to do it. The phone lines are open, and the calling number is the same as it always is, 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you want to speak. We talk back. Shout out again to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, and the whole Kwanglomerate. Again, prayers up to our brother in radio, DJ Nasty Nest. Also, shout out to our sponsor, 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. Every Thursday night, the After 6 Cruise Mix goes down on Blog Talk Radio. He's there every Thursday night. I tap in as well. Also, D.D. Harrison, author, publisher, producer, and all of that right there. Check her out on Amazon. Follow her. It's her books and her IG as well, D.D. Harrison. Also, Street Level Clothing. That is for the OG golf hats. You know what I mean? Tap in with the homie. StreetLevelClothing.com is the website for the OG golf hats. Also, the GLUShow.com is the official website. of our show. And there it is. And I got this special in right now. I got to give a shout out. My family just tapped in. And shout out to my boy Big D, Big Darian, you know, our family over there. He said give a shout out to his cousin on the show. Keep him lifted up in prayer. He went into cardiac arrest today. He is in critical condition. Wow. And can you play DJ Quick, Chachi's Ride for me? Yeah, I can, bro. But prayers up to your cousin, man. You know, we're praying for him as well. We'll keep everybody in prayer. The prayer warriors are working, and we're going to keep that spirit lifted tonight. Once again, my boy Big D down in Tampa, man, prayers up to your cousin. And much respect to you. I'll get that on for you shortly. Whew. Westside yes. Wednesdays, G. Lou. Yes. Queen G. We'll be right back.
Yo, Pops, all right, Pops, all right.
Before I start this song off, I gotta give a message to God. Tell him thank you from the bottom of my heart. Coming up was hard as a youngin', I was scarred. Had to uppercut the pressures, had to overcome the odds. Knew that I was destined from the start, but made a U-turn because the roads I was traveling was hard. Raised on the streets of the East Los, the 818-213 were only the G knows. Alhambra rose me to El Sereno. Even had some ties with homies out for Cerritos. Mama did the best that she could, raising three young boys. Wasn't easy, but we still made good. The youngest of the clique, but I still grew up fast. Raised by the streets, always kept me a hood past. Searching for my future, cause my present is all past. Looking out my window, all I see is a stained glass.
Sorry boys, all the stitches in the world can't hold me together again. Lay down, lay down. Always knew I'd make a stop there. But a lot later than a whole gang of people thought. No room in this city for big hearts like us. Sorry baby.
Change now since I got that call. I'm still in disbelief, I'm still like hell nah. They say your pops is gone, I'm like he left too soon. But that's a perfect example of what this stress can do. The only thing promising this life is death. So you gotta live every day like ain't none left. Never take your blessings for granted, cause everything that he giveth, he can take away. Please understand it, it's never too late in life to right your wrongs. That's why I pray every day and night when I write these songs. I may be wrong, but if I'm wrong, then what's right? Instead of shedding tears, I just let the song cry. Life is like a maze in these worldly ways. You either live or you learn, or you can die of old age. When God calls us home, we gotta take that ride. So pops, rest in peace, spread your wings and fly.
yeah. You're back live at Westside Wednesday Radio Show. Before we continue, again, I want to give a special shout out to my homeboy Big D, his cousin, fighting. Well, you know, we just pray for a speedy recovery. And he also wanted me to give a shout out to his girl, Cha-Cha. So let me do this for you, Cha-Cha and Big D out there in Tampa Bay. Westside Wednesday Radio, the G-Lou Show, G-Lou Queen Jean on the scene. Let's go.
What if I said leave with me right now? Drop everything and head out. Don't pack no bag now. You don't need them, where we going? Put the top down, light it up, we rolling, rolling. Forget about your bills, forget about your friends. Don't need none of them, nah. Oh, enjoy the trip, let's get it in. Cause we all need a day to get away. Well, I can be a vacation.
Trust me, you're gonna find out right now.
This anticipation's building up. This energy between us. Can't wait to kiss your body, know you feel a rush. Don't let it all out. You know I'm that nigga, no doubt. All I want is you. So turn off your phone, that's a must. Don't need interruptions for us. Not till I'm done, done. So I'm running through all these red lights, yeah. Make sure you wear that shit that I like, yeah. What you do me, yeah. You know you my first friend in my life. And give it to me now, not a second later. You'll be my vacation. Oh my baby. What oh. If I said leave with me right now? Drop everything and head out. Don't pack no bag now. You don't need them, where we going? Just put the top down, light it up, we rolling, rolling. Forget about your bills, forget about your friends. Don't mean none of them, nah. Oh, enjoy the trip, let's get it in. Cause we all need a day to get away. Well, that can be a vacation.
Y'all, it is the Poetess, and you are tuned in to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my bad. My bad. We are back. It's like we just lost power. But we are back.
Sipping wine with half-naked women walking in tube tops. Pass by, yeah, but niggas forget the coon by. World so corrupt, my niggas smoking on moon rock. iPhone 13 Pro Max for footage. Niggas mad cause I macked them bras and he couldn't. White dress, white toes, my favorite woman. Ocean blue views, yellow roses, she gon' love it. I'm from where niggas love they girl but fuck other hoes. Misguided youth, no truth, it's where the trouble goes. Not with this new shit, I live by another code. Friends turn to haters and I never been one of those. Used to the violence, youngest hearing the sirens. Listen to them strings, a black woman playing the violin. Ghetto bird hovering, they know that I'm a fly man. The way she move her hips, I think baby is from the islands. Now listen to the music from my heartbeat and understand I'm in the streets more than an RV. I like my women foreign like my car key. Cologne spray smelling like Creed, but this ain't part three. New era snapback, cover up my bald head. Kicks by Virgil, jeans on Balmain or Balmain, however it's pronounced. She asked about the fabric once I laid her on the couch. She lick her lips cause seduction is her strong point. But I'ma catch myself, you know I'm on point. And I'm all about my paper like a small joint. Grown ass man, but my nickname K-Boy. If it don't work out, I promise you I'ma troubleshoot. To make it easier, just tell your friend to come with you. This ain't traditional, don't worry about what others do. Don't you leave me out, I told you gangsters need some loving too. Don't you leave me out, I told you gangsters need some loving too.
Yo, what up, family? It's your friendly neighborhood fly guy, Cool Kim, and you are tuned into the G.
Yeah, what's happening, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mar. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man G. Lou and Westside Wednesday. Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah, we are back at it. Westside Wednesdays Radio, G. Lou, Queen Jean. Queen, we got a caller out there in caller land.
Okay. Caller.
Caller from caller land.
Good evening.
I thought that Queen Cadillac song fucked up the whole goddamn show. I'm sitting there like, is it my phone? What the hell is going on here? What happened?
I
logged off. Log back in, like, what the hell is going on here? Wow.
That song self-destructive. Self-destructive. That was a powerful song.
Man, apparently it was. We did all of that. God damn. It's raining like cats and dogs up here, so I figured, okay, I can understand that because we lost our power last Friday night, all night long.
Right.
I'm sitting up in here with a flashlight on my keychain. That's all we had. We ain't got no candles. We ain't got none of that shit. It was bad. It was bad. So I figured that.
See, this is why I say that, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, that people should invest in those LED candles with the switch. They come in handy when these things happen. And they also have this thing out called the Genie lamp. I've seen it on TV on one of those commercials. And you don't need anything but that lamp. And when your power goes off, it works perfectly, and it has a USB plug on there as well.
You know what's funny?
Oh, wow.
You know what's funny?
I need that.
We used to have all those little tiki candles that you put into the incense burners, right? I'm scrambling the drawer. Can't find there one of them bitches. And we had, like, packs. And they come, like, 10 in a pack, right? And just so happened, my boss had went to Vegas and gave me a little flashlight to put on the keychain. And I turned it on, and it was like, wow, it was like a super cool light. So, man, I just sat here, and I had to read a book because it was nothing, no TV, no nothing. I just read a book. No Wi-Fi. I couldn't get on the Internet. I actually just started, you know, just reading
the
book.
That's a good thing.
It was. But man, y'all rocking tonight, so I guess that's what y'all do every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Oh man, let me tell you some Oakland funny shit today, though. Well, not really today. It was last week. It's a big uproar about the mayor. You know, we have a black mayor in San Francisco. Her name is London Breed, and people been, it's been flooding, and the streets is fucked up, the bridges, all kind of shit's fucked up, and her ass is at the Frisco game in Vegas in the press box partying with E-40, so they all mad at her now. They all mad at her. Man, they mad as hell at her.
Wow.
And then the district attorney, she's black too, she's kind of pretty too, and she be rolling niggas up, and niggas be trying to mack her, and she just be rolling people up. Her conviction rate is like 82%. If you go through, if she prosecutes you, you're going to prison. I don't care how pretty she is, you're going to the pen. But yeah, man. So they up all these uprisings. They mad. The streets is flooded, and it was 2 inches of rain in one day, homie. Now,
I've been seeing it out
lot.
There. It was like cars
that's
floating around.
Crazy.
Like, it can't be that serious.
All of that. Yeah, it is. Wow. It's raining as we speak right now. And it's supposed to let up tomorrow and come back strong again on Monday. But, yeah, man, it's stupid crazy. The price of eggs went up to $12 for a dozen
that's
eggs.
That's crazy.
What kind of shit is that?
I thought I was tripping, too. I was in the market last week when I did get some. I'm like, why are these eggs? I thought I was tripping. Now I see why. I was like, why are these eggs so expensive? I thought I was tripping.
No, it's going down, man, up here too. Funny part about it, bacon went up like 3 months ago because I like the thick cut bacon.
Oh, yeah, bacon.
That shit went crazy up. And now the eggs, it's going to cost you like $40 just to have breakfast with two. That's just crazy.
Yeah, man. Inflation.
And we thought that we had problems.
Wow.
Man.
For it to have been a cheap, yeah, lettuce has went up to like $2, went up $2 more. And that's, when I seen that price, I said, okay, yeah. We need
stimulus
checks to come back out.
Exactly. Next is going to be the salad dressing. Well, shit, if they can afford to buy the lettuce that high, we're going to raise the price of the salad dressing on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get us every which way they can. That's the sad part about America and, you know, man, how they doing the people. We are the people of the United States of America, and they raping us every which way direction they can.
Right.
That's the sad part.
Yeah, prices,
all we want to do is survive. Right. We can't even survive, man. It's fucked up.
Yeah. Absolutely. This is when you got to stay in your lane and use your budget. Budget wise.
Hell yeah.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Hell yeah.
And it's getting worse every minute.
Yeah, for real.
Every minute.
Yeah.
We talk about every day, every fucking minute. KFC won $55 for a 12
KFC done lost their mind.
For a 12
that shit don't even be.
And
they don't even be hit no more. No, not that much. That shit went
out
up heavy.
$55. I'll take a screenshot of it tomorrow and show it to you, player. I went up in there two nights ago because I didn't want to cook. I said, man, I just gonna get like a little 12 piece or something. That shit was $55. I walked out.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm not gonna.
Eternal.
Wow, that's crazy. Man. I thought you exaggerated. They did go up, but I thought you exaggerated. That's crazy.
I will go and take a picture, screenshot it tomorrow, and show you. They out there rabbit ass mind. $55, man.
That's one of my favorite things.
$55 for some KFC. So then I said, okay, well I know Popeye's got to have a deal. I go to Popeye's. It was $32.50 for an 8-piece deal.
Yeah. That must be some Bay Area shit there. They tripping now. That's a little bit too much, dog.
You can't win, man.
Yeah, these
little
restaurants are going up. Even
Taco Bell. But the service ain't going up. But the service,
exactly.
But the service has got worse. They went up the prices, but the service is worse. Service is horrible.
Exactly.
Yes, it's terrible.
Exactly.
Service is horrible. You got to keep your mouth shut so you don't catch a case because, you know, they ready to fight you down.
That's what I do.
So
I don't even do nothing. I just have a bad server or something. I just, okay, it is what it is. I ain't going because you don't know what they're doing with you. Like, I just don't trust it. Just let me get up out of here.
They going to pull a gat from behind the counter and be mad at you and try to take you out. That's how it is. It's real crazy. But look, the nacho bowls at Taco Bell, you remember how it was a nice size? Now they're the size of an old school plastic cereal bowl. They're that size now.
It's
anybody
like the kiddie
the
meal.
Plastic cereal bowl. Yeah.
Even Burger King, the hamburgers is like a fucking kiddie meal. You know, something you get to the children. Man, it's crazy. To me, eating out is a waste of money.
Wow.
They said even
El Pollo Loco, a family meal is $45 at El Pollo Loco.
Exactly.
Oh,
so it's best to spend the high price for the food in the market. At least you get some leftovers. Feel me?
Yeah.
Other than that, you're losing. Like, man, I'm going to have to go back to the college days and start eating fish sticks because, goddamn, it's getting hard. It's getting hard.
I love fish sticks.
I do, too. I liked them
when I was a kid.
Hard and soft.
I ain't
too cool to not eat them as a grown adult because she is.
Hey, Tweed.
Yep.
Remember the fish sticks that used to come in a plastic bag, a big old plastic bag?
Yeah.
Do you recall those fish sticks? That's when they were real fish sticks. I don't know what
they're
called now.
Exactly. It was cod. They used to be real cod. It was real cod
fish. And
they
were meaty. Yeah.
Yep,
it wasn't
It was
real good. You make you a fish stick sandwich, fry them fish sticks in a frying pan with some cooking oil.
Be good to go.
Be good to go.
Wow.
Yeah. So little history of food.
It is what it
because
is.
Because I
would have
never known that Kentucky Fried Chicken, $55, that's a damn shame.
Man, I'm going to show it to you tomorrow.
I couldn't
believe it.
But
I couldn't believe it. And then the lady going to say, what do you want to order? And I said, well, considering these prices, I'm not feeling any of this. So you have a good evening. And I turned my back and walked out that bitch. You out your mind.
Yeah.
You
the shit don't even
mind.
Be good, though. The bad part, it don't even be good. Yeah. You get home and the shit is, like, terrible, cold, like that, not right. It's just the service.
And not only that, it was after 7 o'clock. It was after 7 o'clock. So I know that that was some old ass chicken.
Fresh.
You know, the leftover
yeah,
shit from earlier today. It was that leftover shit.
You're going to get some lamb chicken. That's
not
going to
get me.
Underneath the lamp.
That time I went to Wingstop. I had went to Wingstop. This is like months ago. And when they said that they had ran out of wings, so they got the little thighs. They was trying to sell thighs to us because they had no wings at all, man. They were selling Wingstop thighs and came back, opened up the box, and they was a size, it was like about 1 inch in width, and it was like, what the fuck is this? I even screenshotted, sent Michi back up in there to bang on them, and they gave us our money back and gave us some more chicken. That shit was ridiculous, man. It was a one inch long piece of, supposed to have been a thigh. Since when is a chicken thigh 1 inch long? How many baby chickens did y'all kill to serve us? Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
They be tripping, man.
Life is
getting very, very difficult. Either you got it or you don't. It's really the haves and the have-nots. Because all of us in between, they're trying to make it. We struggling, man. Because all the money that we make, We got to give it to somebody else. That's the fucked up part.
Yeah.
My cable bill went up $15 without no notice. And then when I asked them about it, they come with some bullshit, fake-ass charges, try to throw it off on somebody else. Well, it's the state franchise tax board. Boy, get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, Netflix even went up.
Yeah.
Everything is going up.
Everything.
Everything is going
up. All the money that, man, you get, you got to give it to somebody else, man. That's the fucked up part about it.
That's
why we need
like
music.
Earth, wind, and fire, say.
That's why we need some music, man. G. Lou, you got to get us through these hard times because this shit is depressing as a mother sucker.
You got to put that G. Lou Falk
up in there.
Let me do
you
got to
get our mind off of the money. Please get
let me wrap it up.
Okay,
let me wrap it up and give you a little comedy. We'll be right back, West Side Wednesday.
Happy holidays. Let me come in and talk to you. I got to stop saying I ain't doing this shit no more knowing I'm capping.
Hey, Sean on the beat, by the way.
I'm officially part of the holidays like Mariah now, nigga.
Smack the shit out of
it. Y'all couldn't wait for this shit to drop. It's part of hip-hop.
Oh.
Will Smith really went and smacked the shit out of Chris Rock.
Did.
He laughed at the joke at first, then he saw his wife's demeanor. Chris Rock ain't no Jada was born because of alopecia. That's something the majority of the people knew nothing about. But I bet you he won't put her name back in his fucking mouth. Live at the Oscars, you can't make up the story. Her boo Alcazar Cena got beat up by Tori. Jada probably called him to see if he okay. I wonder how she felt when she found out that he was gay. That's who you cheated on Will for. Let me fucking stop. August gon' fuck around and catch the monkeypox. I'm just saying, y'all do know how it begins spreading. I disrespect niggas every year and I don't regret it. Let's talk about Kanye being anti-Semitic. The Adidas deal that made him a billionaire got jetted. Now he only worth about 400-500 M's. He lost his mind with P. Davidson, start fucking Kim. He be dressing dusty now, he don't even look rich. He been looking stressed since that white boy took his bitch. You already know Jay-Z be ignoring him. He violated George Floyd, black people ain't supporting him. He was on drink stamps selling like
like a fucking clown. Nori and them had to go and take the interview down. He defended the cop that had George Floyd on the ground. He say dumb shit whenever there's a camera around. And it's like he stayed still without no hesitation. His friends need to make sure he's taking his medication. Maybe he ain't crazy and that's really how he feel. Lately he keep taking shots at Diddy and Meek Mill. No more Yeezys, no more Balenciaga deal. Banned from Instagram, damn that nigga got a chill. Fuck Dunky of the day, he Dunky of the year, bro. Even Pusha T had to cut ties with that weirdo. He did it to himself, I really don't understand that nigga. What the fuck would make him go and say he a fan of Hitler? He confused, Kanye wanna be a cracker. That nigga made T-shirts saying white lives matter. Enough about Kanye and all the stupid shit he did. Tiffany Haddish did some weird shit with some little kids. Balenciaga did some weird shit with some little kids. R. Kelly put an album out and man, what he did. Nobody cared he got 30 years when he went to trap. We ain't trying to be out here screaming free of pedophile. No. Let's talk about Freddie Gibbs, like really, what's up with him? Uh-huh. Niggas robbed him in Buffalo and he got beat up again. Uh-huh. He be out here looking like a cold-blooded sucker. Damn. I know what songs he regret and Larry Irv got. Fucker. Every interview he do, he got her name in his mouth. Either he obsessed with her or he just stays in clout. Sick corny, even Fat Joe had to call him out. You mad she fucking Nelly, nigga, that's what it's all about. Lazy dash, dumbass on Instagram crying. Like she just found out about DMX dying. Keisha Cole thought Antonio Brown was a man. AP treated her like she a one-night stand. You thought he was feeling you, Keisha, nah, he was drunk. He fucked you a couple times and stopped picking up. Scottie Pippen stressed out here about all the rumors about his ex-wife. Fucking with Michael Jordan Jr. Future already had his thumb all in that whole butt. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey broke up. Diddy had a daughter, congratulations my brother. Young Miami trending cause she not the baby mother. Academics called her one of Diddy's side joints. Right now them city girls is down 1,000 points. Sweetie fuck little baby, I knew she was a freak. Her album flopped but only did 2,000 the first week. She put a record out just in Quavo, bad timing. Honestly she sound better on mute when she rhyming. Glorilla said some shit and I couldn't believe it. She like niggas nutting on her food before she eat it.
That's nasty.
I said I wasn't gonna do it, y'all know that wasn't true. It's my favorite time of the year, y'all know how I do.
Yeah.
I disrespect niggas respectfully. They did it to themselves, so fuck if they get upset with me. Y'all know what happened, y'all heard what happened, but y'all don't care. Y'all still want me to talk about this shit every year. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy,
here we go.
Crazy.
Yeah, new year, new money, niggas, the wrap up. Everybody get it, nigga. We don't give a fuck about no fucking industry niggas and bitches. We back. It's the wrap-up. Yeah. We the niggas that don't care about the red carpet. Thanks, 50. Murder. Let's go.
Young Thug and Gunna got hit with the Rico. They using rap lyrics against him, and that shit is illegal.
Damn.
They let Gunna go. We trying to figure out how that happened. He took a plea deal. Lil Boosie said that nigga ratting. Gunna pussy, please. Young Thug still stuck in jail. Niggas saying Gunna new name is I'm gonna tell. Until we know all the facts, we still speak on that. If Thug ain't tell him to take that deal, then he a rap.
Yeah.
He was doing Crime Stoppers before looking bad. He the new 6ix9ine on the gram to the tag. We saw that video with him in court. He a yes man. It's why it's sell a gang, that nigga say yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I know about crimes that they committed. That was Jeffrey stuff in that car when y'all caught me in it. You can plead the fifth on certain shit, but that don't matter. You got Charleston White calling you his new favorite rapper. You ain't have to take that deal, my nigga, free the slime. You ain't do shit, you wasn't facing no real time. Tory Lanez and Megan Travis like a soap opera. Still don't know if Tory Lanez or that girl Kelsey Shadow. But we know Megan lied about fucking Tory. And she get drunk like the on drink champs and Nori. And we know her and the baby was intimate. It's embarrassing for a man hearing about who was hitting it. Imagine when he fucking that, what he be thinking about.
Imagine.
On top of that, she got kicked out of Cali's in the house.
Whoa.
Tory could've fucked Cali if Megan wasn't hating. Wonder how Travis got full about that situation. Tory got found guilty, they did him foul. Too many inconsistencies, should've been a mistrial. As far as DNA being on that gun, his was not. A witness said they saw a female take the first shot. They was all drunk and high, sisters went too far. Megan should've never made Tory get in that car. Now we gotta try to unpack a whole lot of shit. Kelsey could've shot her just like how Remy shot a bitch. I'm just saying, y'all acting like that shit is impossible. I ain't picking sides, I'm just trying to be logical. Tory Lanez's father blaming Jay-Z and Roc Nation. Jay-Z ain't tell your son to go and shoot Megan. He an independent artist, he make his own decision. He might get deported after he do his time in prison. He can win the appeal, but he need a lot of help. If him and Kelsey ain't do it, then that bitch shot herself. Think about it, any fear in him, I could be the shooter. Don't take what I say personal, it's my sense of humor. Why Tory call that girl from a
a phone in prison.
Why?
No one ever calls, I'm causing, was gon' listen. He's supposed to know better, people was uncertain. Now's looking like they convicted the right person. Man, niggas ran up in the church like it's a stick-up. There was only 8 people in there when they robbed the bishop. When I heard about it, real talk, I bust out laughing. God don't like ugly, that's why he let that shit happen. He was out here scamming people in the name of God. Fans came and locked him up, I knew he was a fraud. He be dressing like a rapper, that shit ain't even funny. He be buying Louis and Gucci with them people money. May said Diddy robbed him, I believe that shit. That's what happened when you sign the contract and don't read that shit. Now May saying he the new Diddy 2.0. Same deal Paul gave him, he gave Fabio. They was on Jillian Wilder, so going at it. Before you sign the contract, let your lawyer look at it. That's $1 million worth of game that I just gave you. Even Meek Mill's getting jerked by his record label. See, I tried to become a comedian. Whoever told him he was funny was fucking misleading him. He couldn't deal with the audience being rude. It was funny seeing him getting mad when he getting booed. And he snitched on his dead cousin, I'm not lying. He said his cousin sold him to do it cause he was dying. That's some real shit, I get it. He knew you needed help. But I feel like it's certain shit you should keep to yourself. And I don't know who was holding who down when they was shooting. But how the fuck niggas that take off get killed in Houston? They went from arguing to fighting to stop fighting. I don't wanna say no names, not trying to get no one in. Academics in the internet spread a foul rumor, but they already caught the nigga that supposed to be the shooter. We keep losing good niggas, niggas should be ashamed. He was one of the coolest niggas in the whole rap game. Life's too short, you never know when the ending is. Hope Offset and Quavo settle their differences. P&B Rock died during the robbery in front of his baby moms. That shit right there bothered me. Could've just robbed him, wasn't no need for killing. Man, that shit sad, imagine how kids is feeling. And y'all was baby mom's apology. Niggas saw him pulling up, that's what led to the robbery. Rappers start blaming her for posting up pictures. Man, still like that happened, learn to mind your fucking business. Another good brother gone, niggas should be ashamed. It ain't worth killing niggas over no watch and chain. They caught the kid who did it, that nigga never coming home. They locked up his father too, he ain't do that shit alone. If bad parenting was a person, it's that nigga. He was the getaway driver, that shit whack, nigga. Being a rapper getting hard, this shit ain't easy. We really out here becoming the new and I was on tour for 4 months, we was overseas. Did 55 shows in 45 countries. Everything you sold out, fans lined up waiting. 50 really did that shit with no help from Live Nation. I was playing Uno on private jets, eating healthy. Niggas ain't believing me, 50 did, now I'm wealthy. I was on FaceTime, throwing shit to my daughter. Me and Yayo in Dubai, driving cars on water. Master P broke in the fourth to put his kids to college. I thought he was rich, that nigga always be kicking knowledge. Romeo exposed him, that nigga really hate him. He said you stole all his money, nigga, you never paid him. Why you do that to Lil Romeo, that's fact. He finally about to get his first check off rap fast. Never met a nigga in the hood that eat that shit. That shit tastes straight like dirt, y'all can keep that shit. Britney Grammy came home in exchange for a train. Rusta got the best part of that deal, we got played. I'm happy she home, but really trying to understand how we let her rush her arms, still a go for Joanna Man. I know she can rebound, shoot, and got a little dribble, but if we go to war, can that bitch block a missile? I be on some bullshit, I know people can't stand me. Benzino got caught up fucking with a tranny. NBA Youngboy had risk the kid shook over a little picture with Lil Durk that he took. Hope he know Bobby Smurda and risk the kid different. Bobby ain't really boom, you nigga, watch who you mention. My girl planned a trip with her friends, I ain't let her go after seeing how they did that poor girl out in Mexico. She was on camera getting beat up relentlessly. With friends like that, you don't need no enemies. Watch the niggas, even if y'all play on the same team. You see how Jordan Poole got knocked out by Draymond Green. Ain't no being cool after that, nigga, no way. Trade him or trade me or we gon' be fighting every day. Draymond violated, nigga know he was wrong. Boston Celtics head coach cheated on Neil Law. I don't know what would make him go and risk it all. Kanye caught Kim K fucking Chris Paul. He deserve it if that shit is true, can't even front. Now he gotta get that bitch 200 bands a month. Gas prices up cause Russia war over Ukraine. Abortions is illegal now, that's inhumane. Why they trying to control what women do with their bodies? The government is weird, they be out here moving out. They ain't got no morals, they can't see that shit ain't right. Queen Elizabeth died, I'm more sad about Betty White. Can't believe I'm about to say rest in peace to K-Slay. The COVID took a loss, he was more than just a
DJ. Fuck over 19, that shit really took a lesson. He was the first one to play me on Hot 97. Appreciate all the opportunities that he gave me. Every Thursday night on the radio, he'll play me. Niggas is on Instagram frontin' saluting you. A lot of niggas that you help and pull up to your funeral. You know Remy said something soon as they let us speak. He start looking around and said there's too many empty seats. Every Thursday night, niggas had K-Slay bumping recipes to the drama king. Nigga was straight stunning. Had a white boy in Buffalo shooting up black people in the supermarket. Can't believe people was that evil. Buffalo calling out for help, but we don't hear it. All we hear is Benny the Butcher and Conway Living. They had a snowstorm the other day, 40 people died. They ain't even get a warning telling them don't be outside. And they ain't locking niggas up no more for smoking weed. ASAP Rocky, Lucky, Rihanna gave him a G. Funny watching two niggas beef like a Harley fight. Like Soulja Boy getting pepper sprayed by Charleston White. Can't forget about the Super Bowl, I was legendary. Dr. Dre, Snoop, M50, Kendrick, and Mary. Hip-hop lit, they gon' talk about that shit forever. Shout out to Jay-Z, he helped put that shit together. I've been in this booth for over 10 minutes rapping. How many kids this nigga Nick Cannon plan on fucking having? It's like he's trying to get 100 more girls pregnant. And overturn the Roe vs. Wade ain't helping it. You moving like a month, we know what you about. Drake unfollowed Ice Spice after he flew her out. And I'm on Devontae side, females do too much. He ain't do shit, he put shit on his toothbrush. And I ain't about to start, stop wearing Nike, cause they decided to stop doing business with Kyrie. But when he gets new sneaker deal, I'ma go support it by 10 p.m. for the gram, I'll let my man record it. Bill Cosby going back on tour, he play too much. LeBron James think Jerry Jones is a racist.
Me
fuck.
Too.
Stephen A. Smith try to defend him on his show, saying that the picture was from 65 years ago. When they asked Jerry Biden, he was real nonchalant, like I don't really give a fuck, y'all can think what y'all want. He really is racist, that nigga's a hot mess. He was at that protest trying to stop progress. JB said he created 106 and Park. Bow Wow said that's cat regarding those remarks. Even Stephen Hill responded saying I was cap. Carissa won the BET award, did he pay for that? Niggas mad at Deion Sanders for leaving Jackson State. He ain't doing nothing wrong, go let that man be great. If he ain't leave, niggas would've called him a fool, saying he already did everything he could do for that school. Blueface that got locked up for attempt murder. Him and Chris Sean, the new Ike and Tina Turner. Ray J was doing verses, he was down and sour. I hit better notes than that when I sing in the shower. How they catch breath off, stealing from welfare. Free Steph G and Sleepy Hollow, they be home next year. ASAP Rocky shot a nigga that was his man. Well, allegedly he caught him stealing and shot him in his head. You can start fading his beat, I'm almost finished. People really thought this shit was gonna be 20 minutes. Ha. You know they can't fuck with me when it come to this shit. I ain't gon' lie no more saying I'm done with this shit. Them DMs I be getting won't let me retire. I'm part of the holidays now just like Mariah. Angela Yee and the Breakfast Club ain't rocking no more. They had a girl run, I don't know what they stopping it for. Elon Musk fucking Twitter up, people complaining. They like it just the way it was, we ain't want nothing changing. These white people was really obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer. Somebody finally done put a baby in Kiki Palmer. Lil C, they got out the suit, they had on the hoodie. Kevin Samuels, that why being up is a pussy. I wasted the last minute every year to record this. Crazy, I just found out that we lost Barbara Walters. You know they can't fuck with me when it come to this shit. I ain't gon' lie no more saying I'm done with this shit.
I said I wasn't gon' do it, y'all know that wasn't true. It's my favorite time of the year, y'all know how I do. Niggas respectfully, they did it to themselves, so fuck them, they get upset with me. Y'all know what happened, y'all heard what happened, but y'all don't care. Y'all still want me to talk about this shit every year. Crazy, crazy, sing crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Here we go!
Two bottles in the back of the back.
the shit smoke good, then I'm grabbing the rest. I'm a waitress, that mean my cake thick. That mean my bitch is about to go grab a bag and count it. I'm a OG cat when it comes to the pack. Take a flight down south, then I drive it right back. My fucking ice cold, it's a light show. Yeah, I'm doing 95 with my eyes closed.
I smoke big, homie, it'll split your wig. I'm so cold, my neck game, wrist is strong. The heavyweight, pushing it from state to state. Cause we eating more on my plate. I'm so fly, higher than the eagle with wings. Got what I mean? You know I'm so fresh, so clean. I stay high, nobody else smoke right with. Cause I'm a fiend when it comes to getting this cheese. I'm OG.
Coming from the cut, banging dads and corrupt. Got a six-tray rag on the back of the homie truck. Trailer in Vegas for the super show player. Tap a switch lead, put the frame in the pavement. On-time payment, dope we be slanging. Archer should frame it, G's maintaining. Outside all time, bitch, that's not changing. Staying the same way from the day that I came in. Go against this, yeah, niggas can't win. In my Z28, let the fucking tide spin. Money that's spent, vacation trips. Places we done win, big dollars make sense. Clean, wash, and rinse. Keep yourself fit. Cause the motherfucker can't hop the fence. Get bit. Stay on your shit. Can't afford to slip. Fuck around. Get your name scratched off the list.
I smoke big. Told me here to split your wig. I'm so cold. My neck game wrist is froze. The heavyweight. Pushing it from state to state. Cause we eating more on my plate. I'm so fly. Higher than the eagle with wings. Yeah, that I mean. You know I'm so fresh, so clean. I stay high. Nobody else smoke me. Cause I'm a fiend when it comes to getting this.
New fake models and brand new cars. I'ma live it up cause I've been going hard. I can spend the cash or I can swipe the card. I'm headed out of town so the coupe is at large. Hit the switch, nigga, don't fuck around with bitch niggas. What you see around me is a gang of rich niggas hanging at South Park till all hours is dark. Then I skirt off in my brand new track hawk. You know that gangsters live and gangsters die. So way out gang, just keep multiplying. Sagging, double G'd up, crippin'. Motherfuckers nervous cause I'm too ambitious. These niggas really don't want no money. I'm at the round table about to launch my new company. If you ain't thinking big, then you gotta go. If they hatin' in your hood, you either rich or you a hoe.
Chips and crips and the big dogs. True niggas do niggas. And you niggas can't get with us. Cause we rip shit up. It's Mac Don and Deco Dub. Here's a toast to the most West Coast love. For sure though, I let you know from the get-go. Pulling on my endo, rolling through the wood with my kendo.
Not J-Lock, so, but fresh off parole. Now it's all about the hustle with the pebbles on swole. I'm known to the peoples as the Inglewood Swanger. Been rolling Gold Dana since a BG banger. It's a doggy dog world in the city that I'm claiming. And niggas say we banging cause our colors be flaming. But I'd rather push crack, let the bank roll stack. I show Snoop how to whoop and then I front him a sag.
Got a blues, tennis shoes, tidy with our body. As I fall into the mat. Can't listen and party. Got greeted by some niggas who I never knew. The cold bang of bodges that them niggas kept it true. Inglewood family is what they claim to bang. Great boo with Mad Dog, I think that was his name. But anyway, what can I say? Oh by the way, if anybody can. So when you in LA, a nigga by my way, give me a holler on the 310-213. Yeah.
Long Beach, over the I-N-G. Long Beach, over the I-N-G.
Yeah, that's right.
coasting, rolling three-wheel motion from the woods to the ocean. Lee Snoop and Trey D in the LBC. And what nobody tripping, just cool as can be. No harm, open arms, so the haters got bigger. But they figure platinum niggas keep a gold-plated trigger. And that's for show, though. You know how it go, jump in a low-low and bang with the homies. Fuck a hoe. So we keep it way cracking, leave your bulletproof vest. Dog, it ain't no need for that. We headed west to the QS. Game recognized, game, and it always should. It's all good, and you niggas got a pass in Inglewood. Whoever trip, get caught up in the middle like Moni. That's on the one and only, I keep the big homie for the phony. So let it be known, from my hood to your town, that connect gang niggas is straight down with the fans.
Now, for all my peoples in the LBC, pull up a chair and have a dime bag on me. See, we be deep peep jigging this week in this thing to make hits and bump a bitch and maintain. Cause the more better you get, the more cheddar you get. The more shit you talk, the more wetter you get. See, I found out quick, don't say shit, just take care of yours and handle it quick. Yeah, it don't stop with Biggie or Tupac, and niggas been getting shot on my block. But we got to make a change, and the thing is this: I keep my heater by my cedar just in case y'all twist. But I wish upon a star to stay down with Mac Dime, pushing caviar. The real recognize the real. I kill for that nigga. INGDPG, deal with it, nigga. For real.
Long Beach, with the I-N-G. Long Beach, with the I-N-G.
They live on the streets and they hustle for fame. Some claim 20 crip, but most claim insane. See, it's not a lifestyle, it's a full-time job. And if you live in Long Beach, it's like a macabre. From block to block, everybody's bad. And if you don't know where you at, you better tuck in your rag. Push heat on the street with Chuck T's on his feet. Making money slinging tapes up out the Compton swap meet.
Up jump the boogie, some niggas gang bang. So keep a big still if it's a real G-bang. But I kick back, relax, count hundreds by the stack. And keep the yay on the stove till the whole key cracks. Ain't a bust in the crew, so I'm calling all home. It's Connect Gang rolling with the pound of Snoop Dogg. And everything all gravy like it's supposed to be. It's Long Beach with the Ingle Dub O-O-D-C-D.
Long Beach with the I-N-G. Long Beach with the I-N-G. Long Beach with the I-N-G. Long Beach with the I-N-G.
Represent to the fullest. Shaq Khalifa Funk, Santa Monica, L.A., Hollywood, La Puente. The right ain't no joke, got that coke and presidente. Down the streets like bad checks, about to relax like I just had sex. X-rated, people dilated, faded. I'm bumping the loudest and all the player haters hate it. But I flip the finger in their direction as I'm bumping Ice Cube and the West Side Connection. Look in the mirror, what do we see? It's the red and blue lights, LAPD. I hit mute, make it right, let the boys go past. Then hit mute again and let my system blast. Keep it steady on three, most eyes on me, the rest on G. Knowing nothing in the West but to be legit. And when it's time to floss, we even bump our own shit. For promotional use, yeah, right, we bump our own shit, cause the shit is tight. And to my sister, that bass sound ain't a stranger. E40 and too short in my CD changer. And we never flop when we roll the rag top. And when I'm bumping easy, look out, something's gonna pop. Cause that mentality is always reminded when I play in WA. Then I rewind it cause it takes me back to when there was no pain. And I was like the scarecrow, didn't have no brain. A lot is changed, but not the funk. And Cali still holds it down when it comes to the bumps. And this ain't a test to see who's the best. To see I'm cool with the East, but got love for the West. Whether we're on Hollywood or Laurel Canyon, Crystal, or Whittier, California,
know
how to party.
Dedicated to all the up-and-coming rappers, singers, hustlers, actors, whatever you may be. Remember, without no struggle, you get no progress. So keep grinding, keep on mashing.
You nothing from coming up.
At the pad, teary-eyed and depressed, starving and suffering from mental stress. Now a true center to the game of beginner, but hard to feel like a winner when you eat spreads for dinner. Hit the streets late night and up on the
star, I'm wishing on a 211 mission just to pay tuition. For my kids, I got to grind and develop street savvy. Serving stress cause I just ain't got enough to cop chappy. But I can't stop, I won't stop till I got it made. Either build my clientele, get a job or learn a trade. Like hip hop, you make enough to live good forever. So I learned to write rhymes and get my metaphors together. Then I joined the rap crew with the homies on my street, selling underground tapes out the local swap meet. Getting tight on the mic as I work day to day. So now I lay down at night and I hear voices say, man,
you're nothing far from coming up, keep on coming.
As a nympho, so like EPMD, could you please listen to my demo? I left the local crew, felt like I was the man, in popular demand, and now ready for sound scan. So I searched for a deal with no luck, I kept rapping. Felt like it would take a miracle to make it all happen. Marvin said it was a test. Mac, don't do nothing wrong, just have faith in God and keep your hustle going strong. Stay hungry, keep writing, don't quit you too close. Remember, good things come to those who want it most. So I never left the house without my rap book. Thought I found a new crew, but eventually got shook. First they said I was cool, but then started to doubt me. Put me on the back burner and just forgot all about me. Papa said I wasn't fresh and sent me on my way. But you know what? As I was leaving, I could hear voices say, man,
you're nothing but coming up.
Tables turn, but I remember they used to clown me. The hard work paid off and luck finally found me. So call every publication, billboard, and the editor, and tell them Max being signed by dude working on the Predator. I got the modest touch, now everything be the bomb. Hooked up with the dime, now made a few million. I don't bang, I write the good rhymes, you know about mine. Man, I'm the tightest MC Ice Cube ever signed. Now if it ain't the radio, it's the video shoot. Living life in the limelight with a bank full of loot. Now my crew is solid, shook the haters and the leeches. Running full court at my house with our girls in the bleachers. Plus the violence has ceased, no more bi-coastal beef. Cause now I get down with the north, south, and the east. I reminisce on hard times, seem like yesterday. But now who banging is official when I remember they used to say, man,
you're not that far from coming up.
I knew I was gonna make it, but they didn't believe me, you know what I'm saying? Clown me. Gonna be a rapper, what? Who got the last laugh?
Man, y'all know what we do. We killing with Gene Boo.
We stay on point like Stacy Adams.
We stay on point like Stacy Adams.
guns fell in my scooby snacks. And we walking home from school and holding hands. I'm waving to my homies, I'm the man. Just like a Mac, I'm on the outside. She like my girl, she on the inside. Walk by the park, I see the robot slide. I grab her hand and then we took a ride. On the way down and I stole a kiss. I still remember kissing tender lips.
KB, this your favorite East Side nigga. We are on West Side Wednesday with your homie G-Lo, and this was and this is the East Side Edition. Just like that, moving.
Asshole.
Gucci bro jeans sagging when I hop on my car. All the rats love me, keep a lock on your bra. Pocket full of money, living like a rap star. If niggas get to tripping, put your name on that wall. I'ma gangsta my apology. Hella drip gold all on me. You wanna crack it, just call on me. Bad bitches come and follow me.
Just follow to the section, yeah. 110 North, Vernon is the exit. You gotta turn right, the east side is where we headed. No fraternity, but my young niggas are stepping. I'm all up in the city, you ain't gotta ask where at. 501 jeans, Gucci belt, and some Air Max. Chanel blue fragrance on my body, can't you smell that? I really run the town, that's all my mama running tell at. Clay, let the beat play, the homie in the six tray. Hater looking this way, I'm all up in his bitch face. Waistline 38, gangsta rap, sensei. Let's hit the west side and get some breakfast
Gucci
up at
Bill C. Jeans sagging when I hop on my car. All the rats love me, keep a lock on your bra. Pocket full of money, living like a rap star. If niggas get to tripping, put your name on that wall. I'm a gangster, my apology. Hella drip gold all on me. You wanna crack it, just call on me. Bad bitches come and follow me.
The West ain't sound like this since 96. I heard the coast needed help, I guess I'm the fit. Me took a trip to Chi-Town and got some common sense. They came right back home to gang politics. I'ma show you how the West was won. Khaki suits, Chuck Taylors with a vest and gun. Mama had to drop you off cause we gon' press her son. Put some cookies in that wood, we gon' test your lungs. To stay with the palm trees, everyday sunshine. Niggas running from 12, the homies yelling one time. Hard niggas behind bars, ain't talking punchlines. Can't be gang banging if you wasn't on the front line.
Gucci belt sagging when I hop on my car. All the rats love me, keep a lock on your bra. Pocket full of money, living like a rap star. If niggas get to trip and put your name on that wall, I'm a gangster, my apology. Hella drip gold all on me. You wanna crack it, just call on me. Bad bitches come and follow me.
How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crack is on the nose. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crack pipe.
This is the original Los Angeles Beats Better, Tweet Cadillac, baby, and you tune in to the G-Loose Show, Westside Wednesday, OG Sunday, we rolling the pip line, Sweet Cadillac, baby, yeah, make sure to tune in, every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m., put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crack is on the note. How I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crack is on the note. How I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crack is on the note.
Okay, well this is Big O, man, the founding member of No Limits, the Real Untouchable, aka DRU, and you listen to the G-Loop Show.
Cause baby girl, you know how we do.
It's G Lou back 1122 tat, freshly painted on my lap. So now we rollin'. Everything we do is for the moment, the minute, the hour. I call you superwoman cause your pussy got that power. Pretty like a flower, I go deep and I devour. She calls me Pablo cause my dick like powder.
Hold up. Remix. You know I had to flip this shit. Remix. Come back over here, baby girl. Let me talk to you. Yeah. Gonna spend the night. Yeah. Even in the dark, I can still see your lights. Since it's 11:22, girl, you should spend the night. I've been thinking about your pretty face and what a pretty sight. Just landed late in LAX, another red-eye flight. Fresh off the jet to the set, just to check in with the homies. And then I go and see my lady friend. My baby bad, on the bad day, she's still a 10. I know it's hard to keep her off the minds of many men. It's just a life I live, the life they like to trend. I live a lavish life, all I like to drive is Benz. I ain't like a lot, so I ain't got a lot of friends. The haters love the hate, so I just let them hate me then. I took too many losses, now it's time to take a win. So if you rollin' with me, baby, come get in.
Another Mike D exclusive. By the way, you was looking good the other day. I got my gun, so I ain't slipping. Anything move wrong, gon' get dented. Man, this bitch just sent me an address to the Jordan Dam. I'm like, damn, this fine ass bitch stay in the project. Fuck it, I'm still about to pull up. I got niggas over there, you know what I'm saying? Bust a left on Grace. Bust a right on 107. I'm coming up your block in 800 feet, bitch, come out. See my nigga who kid up in the cut, Lil 100, what's up? You know we bang big old G. Soon as I swerved off, I got banged by the police. Nice car. Yeah, I know. But what the fuck is y'all stopping me for? Oh, you fit the description of a robbery suspect. Get out the car so we can check you. This about a bitch. Ain't nobody in the city even got one of these motherfuckers, man. What you know about, nigga, they snatch us out the car, though. They search, you know what I'm saying? I'm good, I'm stashed up, I ain't tripping. They search the bitch shit. What you know about, nigga, this bitch got, nigga, powder, a gun, all type of shit. So they take the bitch down, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't know the bitch like that, so I ain't, you know, they'll probably side her out, you know what I mean?
Then I get to thinking like, damn, what this bitch was on, you know what I mean? This bitch trying to book a nigga or something. You know, ain't no love in LA, man. Shit don't stop.
Anybody who objects to us winning to speak now or forever hold their peace.
First you're dealing with a true Westside Californian. Rest in peace, DMX, here we go again. If your body fake, you don't get a husband and a diamond. Just dick in the cubic zirconian. This how LA crack. I gotta pay you to date you, that's where the game at. You know what, I ain't trippin', I got some cake stack. I was trying to get to know you, but if you a prostitute, bitch, say that. I see you get naked for a grand, why bother to take you to dinner, your only fan's $9. Trying to clown a nigga that couldn't afford to book your flight.
Ain't that a bitch?
You and yourself don't even look alike. Yes, you a hoe, you belong to the street. That's why you subbing who you fucking with Justin LaVoy tweet. Yes, you a hoe, you belong to the street. That's why you subbing who you fucking with Justin LaVoy tweet.
Here goes some games, fucking take a piece. A cough leaves your mouth at 60 miles per hour. Bitch, get the fuck away from me. And what the fuck I look like calling a bitch boo? An average, ordinary motherfucker like you.
She
pulled up on me and roller skates in the sugar free to Peter. Bitch, exercise makes you look better naked and so does the key.
Look at the bitch sucking traffic like a rag.
This is what she doing, what she does, nigga. Air now. And this is stupid. I don't care about your past hoe, I care about your motherfucking future. What? Church, nigga. Sugar free to pee. I'll pimp on a bitch, chili cold. Yeah, pimp on glasses, keep it long to the street. Whoop, crack, I tell my nap. Church, nigga, free.
That bitch belongs, to the street.
Yeah, bitch, let's sell that thing, don't come fucking with me, though.
That bitch belongs, to the street.
Yeah, bitch, call yourself, don't fuck with me, you gon' sell that thing.
This is one of them occasions where the homie not doing it right. I see you found you a hoe that you like, but you can't make a hoe a housewife. And when it all boils down, you gon' learn in the end. Keeping that bitch, I had your ass locked in the pen. Cause some judge that handed you lie. Bro, you can't make a hoe a housewife. And I can tell you little niggas from the spirit. Don't do it, bro, point blank period. I had one, tried to get serious. Thought I was a little hoe, hands at the piss. Shit, future looking clear, shit, talking matrimony. Had to thank God when I ran into the homies. Learned the whole hood hit. Bitches ain't shit. Out my foe, all you gotta get, so split.
Oh shit, they didn't say the max to last. I'd rather die before I give a punk bitch a pass. Yeah, I'm hard on them, Joe, that's what hoes need. Sleeping on the smack and post a fake ass woke me. Yeah, fuck your mama, he insist a bitch. Yeah, I said it, why you asking when I text the bitch? Oh, you ready? You ain't ready for the deuce. Oh, you scared of the truth. And you been fucking with your face, now I'm scared of you. Oh, you thought cutting in yourself is gonna amp something. I just spent 80 on the Chevy trying to wax something. Bitch told me she ain't worried about none of that. Homie got 40 on something trying to run. Man, I know you ain't acting like you hoes worth a little more. I done seen you do a whole lot for a little blow. Try to keep a gangster, but you bitchin', be lonely in the streets. And over here, GSP, yeah, we playing for kids. Hey!
That bitch belongs to the street. That bitch belongs to the street. Oh yeah. That bitch belongs to the street. That bitch belongs to the street. Oh yeah.
And now
pronounce you husband and wife, you may now kiss the bride.
Hell no. Oh.
Turn your music up, grab your cup as you ride with the homie G Lou. Tuning in to the West Side Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. G Lou, you know how we do. Take me to the West Side, homie. Yeah, let's get this shit cracking.
Unprecedented. Dog Pound Gang.
Bang.
BPG.
Take it back to the S, homie.
I just hit the liquor store in my rig. On my lap is a chrome Desert E. I'm about to meet up with the homies at the park to round up the bosses and marks and check marks. One of the homies trying to throw a quick fade up, like I'm the bluff trying to see what I'm made of. So I stepped in the circle, then I hollered out, "What's up, nigga?" and stopped the nigga in the mouth. This is what it's all about. After the rack up, nigga load the Mac up. This is how the TP act up. Bangin', stay active, riding no active. A little bit of act right and make a Mac right. Throw up the set like, nigga, what you set like? You only live once, nigga, homie, on the set like. Too short, a new port and some wet wipe. All these niggas down like bows. Take all these niggas down like clothes. Nigga, what you wanna do? Bang, do the damn thing. Or do you wanna get banged on? Let's ride, nigga. Where I'm from, you gotta pick a side, nigga. Or get stoned and make your mama cry, nigga. When you talk to me, look me in my eye, nigga. Corrupt Daz Nate, new superfly, nigga. Just an ounce away from a new 6-2. Do anything I want, nigga, 100 proof. I got birds on the top of my mama's roof. Take off on your homie, stock him and lose his poop. I'm a rebel, one time gotta shoot. Before they ask me, think about what to do. They got questions, they wanna know where we snoop. Niggas got passes by, nigga, ain't grand blue. Now what the fuck am I to do? They hear my mama talking about it's true. Your little boy run with a gang. We know his hood name in the gang that he claimed. Now my mama's all worried, yelling at me on the phone, talking about I need to get there in a hurry. Another day in LA, to the beach. This is how we play. It's just another day on the street, fool. It ain't that much for a dick to grab me a quarter and some drink. Me and all the homies just living like you ain't and you can't. Back up, buses ain't allowed here, nigga, and we ain't tryna attract the crowd here. The ones all hot by the spot, they ain't reinstated craft tryna find fly stash. Nigga, rocks ain't poppin' low. We got that meth making money off them white folks. We in it to win it and get paid. The little homie 14 rolling the Escalade. We gotta keep the hood in order. Some of the homies got rich off water. On the soil and the turf, what it is, all it's worth. Today's our hood day, the greatest hood birth. These are the days of the YG. Ain't no more punkin' niggas at 13. Your infos, we on that Sammy Davis shit. OGs, now we on them Harley Davidson. Another day in LA, to the beach. This is how we play. We play, play. This is how we 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 play.
Hey now, Cousin Mercy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Yeah, yeah, we're back just like that. G Loop, Queen Jean, Westside Wednesdays. Got a few more minutes left. So before we check out, I want to let Queen Jean come back and give you some encouraging words to help you get through the rest of your week.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong.
Hey, hey. If you're looking for a DJ, you know he's your man. Hit him up in the DM and Mr. Price is right. He'll come and blow you up. That was great, G Loop. Love all the mixes you were playing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I want you're very welcome. I want to leave everyone with this, and this is also for myself. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about Him in all your ways, and He will guide you on the right path. Don't consider yourself to be wise. So I only wanted to put that out there because there's so much going on. At the beginning of 2023, it seems like they just mapped over from 2022. So just, you know, always keep God first in your life. And like my brother would say, live life like God is watching. Live life because you know God is watching. And always keep a spiritual conscience and pray for one another at all times. Like you would say, King G. Lou.
7 days without prayer makes one weak, W-E-A-K.
Totally weak, and that's real. That is real. It will make you totally weak if you do not pray. So stay prayed up. Peace and love to everybody. Thanks to everyone who listened in. Thanks to the caller who called in. And everybody in California, please be safe because we know that those floods are out there and the weather is not at this best right now, and also for us in the East Coast, because we're expecting some storms coming over the weekend, so we also have to be safe. So with that being said, peace and love, Ashe.
Peace and love, Ashe, y'all. We'll be back Friday night for Flashback Fridays, also OG Sundays. Don't forget to tap into our YouTube channel, the G Lou Show on YouTube, and don't forget tomorrow night, 93.3 FM-ism. FM-ism makes you tap in. G Lou Show.
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong.
Are you ready?
Product of the 90s.
Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk.
Your life.
say good evening. I'm very proud of you. As you all know, I grew up in the South during Jim Crow, lived through segregation, I lived through integration. We moved to Los Angeles to have a better life and found that things were very similar there as they were down South. So as a mother of three boys who tried to raise them on my own, wasn't perfect, but yes, I could. And I'm proud of my son, and I just want to say I love Louis, and thank you for doing the show, and keep doing what you're doing. People need to hear this.
What's cracking, y'all? G-Lo. It's your big brother from the same mother. C-Lo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from the Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lo Show.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Shh, shh, oi, oi. What's upper? This is DJ Nastiness, the original Crazy Pinoy, Filipino word. And you're tuned into the G-Lo Show on West Side Wednesdays.
It's West Side Wednesdays, the G-Lo Show, bitch. OG Music.
The West Coast is back, motherfuckers. Now how gangsta is that? Bitch.
Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs.
Something like this.
Y'all motherfuckers, stay tuned, man. G-Lo Show. Spice one, Boston, and Betty Chico, shit, G-Lo. G-Lo.
Yeah, G-Lo Show. You know who it is. It's Havoc, man. South Central, baby. Cartel.
The Patty Rocket player. We got like that, man. G-Lo. For president. Yeah. The G-Lo Show. Nigga.